Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Georgette with Flourish Truly. Hello, my friend. Happy Monday, beginning of a new week. How was your weekend and how's your Monday going?
Hey, friend. So the weekend was a wild ride up here with the weather, but you know how March goes. In like a lamb, out like a lion is, I think, how it's going to go this year. So the rest of the week's going to be sunny and beautiful and so warm, like spring.
When I say March Madness, we're not referring to basketball. It's just crazy busy. There's so much going on all around Southeast Louisiana. It is absolutely bananas how much is going on here. And speaking of bananas, the Savannah Bananas are coming to Baton Rouge at LSU Alex Box Stadium on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. If anybody has followed the Bananas or knows anything about them, they are a crazy circus-like baseball team that's based out of Savannah, Georgia, and they are extremely popular. They have a charity called Bananas Foster, which I think is awesome, obviously, for it ties to New Orleans, but love the name. But they're huge with kids. They have a huge social media presence. Their tickets sell out everywhere they go. In fact, they have a lottery. They have a wait list for the 2025 tickets. They sold out 33 cities in 20 states. It's just absolutely nuts. They're going to be at LSU this weekend. I cannot wait to go on Friday and see them play. But yes, they'll be at Alex Box. It is sold out, but check them out online. This is a really cool thing. I love what they do. They get the crowd involved. It's fun. You can bring your whole family out. It's just really neat. I learned about them last year, and then I saw they were coming to Baton Rouge. I know several people that tried to get tickets, and some did, some were not able to. But it's at LSU. So it's in Baton Rouge, and it's going to be a huge crowd. I think it's super fun. But go check them out online. It's Savannah Bananas. Been named the greatest show in sports by ESPN. They're also TikTok's favorite team. Like I said, they have a charity organization to bring awareness to foster children and adoption, which I think is great. Alex Box this weekend, if you're going to be out there, hit us up online. Let us know how you like it. Share some photos with us. I will be live tweeting from the game on Friday. I'm super excited. So wanted to kick that off, some fun stuff for Flourish Truly this week. Really super excited. If you were lucky enough to get tickets, definitely let us know. And speaking of luck, Georgette, what is this weekend? Sunday.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
How exciting. Very, especially for New Orleans. Everybody knows we have a huge Irish and Italian community here in New Orleans. So St. Patrick's Day and the Irish-Italian parade, to me, are like two of my favorites, being Irish and Italian. I've told everybody this for years. It's a great chance to go out and get a lot of food.
Yes. This is the one with the potatoes, right? Like
it
your
is,
mom
the
with
cabbage,
the potatoes,
the corn, the carrots, you name it. They throw. Growing up when I was younger, this is no lie, my mom and I would go to Swegman's and we would buy a roast and bring it home. And then we'd go to the parades and we'd catch all the vegetables and then she'd come home and cook a roast and we'd have something to eat for a couple of days. But yes, fine cabbages, fine carrots, moon pies, just you name it. I mean, there's even Zapp's potato chips I've seen in the last couple of years. You can go out to Parasol's, you know, one of the famous bars in the Irish Channel, which is named because of the Irish community that was in New Orleans that settled there. But Parasol's is a huge bar in New Orleans. We've got the St. Patrick's Day parade. We've got the Irish Channel parade on Saturday. Metairie has its own St. Patrick's Day parade. And then coming up in a few weeks is the Irish Italian parade, which we'll talk about on Flourish Truly. That to me is my personal favorite. I have a lot of great memories. My dad and his band when we were younger and they would play. But yes, Parasol's, Tracy's, wherever you're going to be this weekend, St. Patrick's Day, if you're drinking your Irish green beer and you're having a good time, share your photos with us. It's super exciting time in New Orleans because of St. Patrick's Day. There's a lot of other stuff going on as well. But for New Orleans, I think this is like one of their bigger party weekends because it's free. It's a free party and a free parade. And how could you not love that? New Orleans is the best city to come and hang out with anyway. But I mean, a free party and a free parade celebration, who doesn't like that?
Facts. Plus it's St. Patrick's Day. I mean, it's just a joyous day to begin with. And I don't even know why. I'm not even Irish, but I just find it so much fun.
It is. It's really fun. And I think it's because it's something that's dated back for so many years. Like, I remember when I was in school, my dad, I shouldn't say this. I guess it really doesn't matter though. Well, he would take me out of school on when his band was playing on that Friday, and I get to hang out and they'd have crawfish and barbecue. My mom would come and we'd listen to my dad's band and hang out. And it was a fun thing. So I have like good memories of that. And then when I got old enough, to go to some of the bars myself, I got to partake in, the parasols and the Tracy celebrations. And it's so fun. And like you said, they're just, it's a big free party. Everybody, it doesn't even matter if you're Irish. People go out there and they just have a good time and they partake in the good food and just everything that's involved with it. And so, like I said, New Orleans, we're known for celebrating anything anyway. We find things to invent festivals over here,
That's true.
but St. Patrick's Day is a very notable one, and I think it's because of the presence of the Irish community here. So, like I said, if you're hanging out this weekend and you're partaking in some of the celebrations, hit us up online. Let us know. I want to see your pictures. I unfortunately will not be able to attend this year because I have prior commitments for other things I'm going to be attending. But I've done enough celebrating over the years for St. Patrick's Day to know what's going on. So, speaking of free parties and free things, this week also starting today, actually in just a little bit, free agency frenzy is here. The craziest time in football, in my opinion, is free agency because you never know what's going to happen. It's full of surprises, full of shocks, and we are less than 30 minutes away, which of course by the time you listen to this it'll be past time, but teams and officially sign on Wednesday. So it's going to be interesting. Stay tuned to us online. We'll be talking about it online. Myself, Canal Street Chronicles, Georgette, the whole Saints community. We don't know what's going to happen. We're not going to pretend to know what's going to happen. It's always a shock and surprise. Some things that have been changing in the NFC South. Baker Mayfield has re-signed his deal with Tampa. $100 million contract, $50 million
My
guaranteed.
God.
Kind of shocked over that. Seems like a
That's
lot, but hey,
like
we're
I'm
not.
speechless. Like I still have no words.
Yeah, seems like a lot. Kirk Cousins
Ugh.
is going to Atlanta.
Here's all I'm gonna say. This isn't a huge win for Atlanta. So
Yeah.
settle down.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting this way. It's going to be nuts. We'll be discussing it online. So if you have your thoughts and opinions, let us know what you think about that.
I've
And
already started
before
to
we
share
wrap,
mine.
rolling into things that are happening this weekend, one of or probably like one of the biggest things is the outdoor sportsman show at Lamar Dixon and Gonzalez. And I know y'all listen to me and you're like, why would I care about that, Tina? But this show is for anybody that likes anything outdoors. There are camping lovers, fishing lovers, hunting lovers, you name it, anything to do with outdoors. But there's also a, vendors come out, they have their food, jellies, jams. I love a good pepper jelly. They have some great little vendors out there. They have jewelry, they have candles, dips, sauces. Just if you're a cooking fanatic like I am, this is a good event to go to as well because you get to sample and try all the goodies and come home with some of your personal favorites. There's a Mardi Gras dip, which Georgette and I were talking about this off the air, that is sold there. There is a peach jam and a pepper jelly that I absolutely love with a vendor there. And forgive me because I can't think of their name right now, but they're always at the sportsman show, at the outdoor show. There are just so many great vendors there. So if you're going to be in the area this weekend, come out to Lamar Dixon. Come check it out. It's $15. The show's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be a great time. You can register to win a bunch of free stuff as well. But I mean, if you love to camp, if you love to fish, if you love to hunt, if you love to cook, if you have a golf court or a four-wheeler and you just like to ride around in that, they even have vendors out there. They have pretty much anything for the outdoor enthusiasts out there this weekend. So it's going to be a good time.
All I'm saying is, all my friends out there, when you go look at the camper trailers, think about me because I'm in the market for a travel trailer, and I need to hear the deets. So,
Yes, Georgette went glamping this year if you
yeah,
follow her on social
I
media.
did.
And
I
I'm just
love
gonna
it.
say this. I was a Girl Scout when I was younger. I was not into camping. What Georgette did is the definition of glamping. It was beautiful and relaxing. It did not even like I don't even want to put the word camping in that because it totally was not like that, but it was absolutely amazing. And makes me want to go do that now. Even checked out a couple of things online. And I think it's a cool thing. And people are like, glamping, glamping. I'm like, it's glamour camping. It's not your
Yes.
little tent, you know, no TV, no internet, no nothing. You know, you can bring all those comforts from home, but the scenery, it was just so relaxing. Like, why would you want to, honestly? Just beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. But yes, Georgette, I call her the glamping queen because she knew how to do it and do it right.
And I'm
So,
already looking at my glamping sites for this summer, so I'll keep you
jealous.
updated.
We will live vicariously through you.
Yeah.
But I want to thank everybody for joining us here on Floors Truly this week. If you're going to partake in any of the things that we talked about, you can hit us up online at Tina at the NOLA Girl on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can find us Floors Truly Pod on Instagram, Floors Truly Podcast on Twitter, and also on all podcast apps. And Georgette, you can tell everybody where they can find you online, come hit you up, maybe even ask you to share those photos from your beautiful glamping vacation.
You can find me on the Twitter at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
I hope everybody has a beautiful week. Enjoy all the crazy madness. Again, March Madness for different reasons here going on in New Orleans, but it's absolutely going to be a blast. And we'll see you next time on Floors Truly.